Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hello there, welcome again to Jesus Revealed. Now, we're thinking this week, as we work our way through Genesis, in particular at this stage, thinking about pictures of the Lord Jesus in the Old Testament, we're thinking about Abraham, Sarah, and their son Isaac. It was a very interesting study to think about the promise. Do you remember back in one of our first studies in about Genesis chapter 3 and Eve, we discovered that God had promised to Eve that the seed of the woman would be a significant thing. There would be a child born uniquely of a woman without the aid of a man. Now, we've thought about that, we'll not go back to it, but the seed of a person is an expression that's used in the scriptures to mean something very, very significant. I wonder if you've noticed when you've been reading through Genesis, it's good to read through these books and to see something of the truths. And also the law of first mention is very important. Now, you'll find in Genesis chapter 12 that God says to Abraham, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And we'd picked up another week and said in the New Testament that expression is picked up and it's the seed of Abraham singular, not the seeds. You see, Abraham had more than one son. Abraham indeed had two sons. One was called Ishmael. And Galatians chapter 4 says that he was born according to the flesh. That means Abraham took action. God had promised he would have a son. We're going to read in a minute in Genesis chapter 18 to see where God promised it. 25 years took its course and nothing seemed to be happening. And Abraham then decided to take a surrogate wife or mother and to have a child through Hagar. Of course, that is really the root problem of many of the disputes that take place in the Middle East, because the Arab nations find their roots go back to Ishmael, whereas the Jewish nation finds its roots go back to Isaac, and one is the son of promise and one is the son of persecution, and the son that would not know the blessing in that sense. Though God did promise to bless Ishmael and his descendants, were not the same way that he would bless Isaac. So Abraham had more than one son, but God had promised that it would be the son of promise that would be blessed. And really the contrast is between the fact that when God made Adam, he's described in Genesis as being the son of God. When you get into the genealogies of Genesis, he's not the son of God the same way the Lord Jesus is. We've thought about previous times that the Lord Jesus is the eternal son, the uncreated son, the only begotten, meaning that he's unique and ever existed. But Adam was created at the hand of God. But there came a day when Adam sinned. And God had to send Adam away. Do you remember that in Genesis that God sends Adam away because Adam has sinned against God? He cast Adam out of the garden. And there was a day when God had to send, Abraham had to send Ishmael away. If you remember in Genesis chapter 21, Abraham was distressed because God has said he's going to bless Isaac and not Ishmael. And in the morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar and set them on her shoulders and sent her off with the boy. They had to send him away. So there's this contrast between Ishmael and the son of the flesh and Isaac, the son of blessing. So the promise is made to Abraham that through him shall all the nations or the families of the earth be blessed. But it's not till you come to Genesis and chapter 18 that you actually find that promise then is reiterated, restated. So this is we talked about this last time, to be honest. This is when these three people appear on the plains of Mamre. Two of them are angels, as far as we can work out from reading through the passage, and one of them is the Lord Jesus himself, a pre-incarnate appearance of him. And one of the things that it says took place was Abraham, having made this wonderful meal, the Lord, as it actually says in the passage it uses, they say to him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself. So we find in Genesis chapter 18, Abraham and Sarah are told they're going to have a son. And Sarah laughs because she says it's impossible. And past that stage of life, it just would not happen. Here's an incredible statement that we often use in other contexts, where God says, and in this stage the word Lord comes up in the passage, L-O-R-D in capitals, which is Jehovah, and Jesus' name is Jehovah the Saviour, and for lots of reasons we think this is a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus. The Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child when I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? So God is saying that it's not impossible. Now here's a wonderful parallel between the Lord Jesus and Isaac. It was impossible that Mary could have a baby without a husband being involved. That's just not physiologically, genealogically possible. It just doesn't happen. But God says, with God nothing is impossible. It was pretty unlikely, if not impossible, at the stage of life that Abraham and Sarah found themselves, both of them, Abraham is in his 90s and Sarah is a similar age, for them to have children. God says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And so he promises the birth of a child. Sarah laughed, quite naturally. You would say that's shocking, but actually that's true. And yet you'll find, when you read in the book of Hebrews and the book of Romans, that actually there's a commentary that's given to us that tells us that actually she began to trust God. Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. So she realized that God was going to do what he said he would do, and so she trusted him to do that. That's an amazing insight. You don't get that quite as much in the account in Genesis. Because the Spirit of God is teaching us in the rest of Scripture things we didn't know. And that's the wonder of how Scripture is all bound together. It's the same whenever you come to Romans chapter 4. I mean, it talks in Romans chapter 4 about Abraham, who believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Romans 4:18. Because God had said to him, so shall thy seed be. And then when you get to the next verse, it says, and not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, or neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he saw that God was able to do. So here's the parallel between the Lord Jesus born of a virgin girl, Isaac born of a couple who were past the age of childbearing. And it says in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Here's a man who trusted God implicitly, though the situation was impossible, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform, and it was therefore imputed unto him for righteousness. So there is a wonderful parallel. Sarah's faith we're taught about in Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham's faith we're taught about in Romans and chapter 4. So what happened? Well, yes, they thought it was impossible, but 25 years ran its course. 25 years. And you'll read in Genesis chapter 21 that after 25 years, when you'd have thought it was just not going to happen, and when Abraham had taken some action himself and brought himself into great difficulties, well, it says, verse 1 of Genesis 21, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, and Sarah conceived and bare to Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him, and Abraham called the name of his son which was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him, and Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that will hear will laugh with me. She laughed with incredulity in Genesis chapter 18. She laughed with joy in Genesis chapter 21. And so here this child grows, the child of promise. Isaac's born. Let's just think about him for a moment or two as we draw our thoughts to a conclusion. He's the child who brings blessing. Well, that's like the Lord Jesus, isn't it? The joy there was at his birth, the joy that there was on the hillsides of Judea, the joy there was on the household of Mary and Joseph. He brings blessing. He brings joy. He's the child who fulfills a promise. God had promised a child. From Genesis 12 to Genesis 18, God had promised a child. The Lord Jesus was the child who fulfilled a promise. The seed of the woman, the promised Messiah, fulfilled all the promises that God had made. If we read further through the life of Isaac, we'll find he was a child that was hated by the other son. Ishmael hated him. The Lord Jesus was hated without a cause by those that really should have been in the same family and enjoyed the blessing of God, but he was hated by them. Isaac carried on the family line so that from him eventually Jesus would be born. The Lord Jesus carries on the family line. He brings many sons unto glory. He brings many to God, into God's family. And Isaac, he pleased his father. And the Lord Jesus, he indeed pleased his father in every way. Beautiful pictures in Isaac, these passages of scripture. Thank you once again for listening. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.